So first, many of us have approached the situation where cybersecurity has become essentially a legal issue, whereas our brothers and sisters in security and IT protect the company's data. One of the obligations we have for our clients and for our own firms in some cases is protecting ourselves from our own data. How do we build controls around the data so that things such as Target does not happen? So of course, Sun Tzu in The Art of War thought of cybersecurity when he wrote two ancient cybersecurity pieces of wisdom. One is, in all fighting, the direct method may be used for joining battle, but indirect methods will be needed to secure victory. And by that, we refer to the vendor, the third party, the indirect party. And then again, you can be sure of succeeding in your attacks if you attack places which are not defended. So as much money and time as we spend in our human resources and our own best practices, it is essential to find out whether those working with us are defended as well. So a key focus, of course, is that cybersecurity and privacy laws have evolved to adapt, but they are necessarily, by logic and other factors, lagging behind. So we look to principles and objectives, and that is common in areas that are unregulated still, even through the FTC's regulation. There are standards that apply, not one size fits all, but what is the principle that applies in our own organization? And then we look at where the risks are the most with third parties, and that is networks and their data.